Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Is Derek Beckway?
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We are also in the third week of AAF football, another developmental option for all these young guys trying to develop their game to get to that next level that we call the National Football League. But today we're going to be joined with the New Mexico State Aggies linebacker, Derek Ibikwe. Derek, welcome to the program. We appreciate you stopping by. Can you believe your time as an Aggie's kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for your pro day and all the things that come with being an NFL draft prospect?
Well, first, thank you for having me. And also, like I said, I appreciate everything that's happened over the years, and I really thank New Mexico State's program, what they've done, and how they've molded me and shaped me into the man I am today.
Excellent stuff. Now, for you, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, have you been playing football since the Pee Wee days when you were a young kid, 5, 6, 7 years old?
No, sir. I actually started seventh grade. Seventh grade was actually the first time I actually stepped on a football field. I was actually a basketball and track athlete before that.
Okay. So what gave you the urge to kind of step on the football field? Because earlier we had Quincy Williams from Murray State. His brother is Quinnen Williams from Alabama. Quincy said he was a swimmer, but he couldn't stand his brother playing football, and he just wanted to be competitive with him, so he decided to play football too. What kind of brought you to the gridiron?
So I just decided to continue all three sports going into my freshman year in high school, and I was just going to pick whichever one I was the best at. And I was really good at basketball, but then I realized, I stopped growing after my 10th grade, and I was like, I realized if I'm not going to be 6'5", 6'6", I should probably give up those dreams. And then I decided to pursue football because I felt like I have a better chance to get a scholarship, because my main focus was just to get a scholarship, so that way my parents didn't have to pay for school, because I have three siblings, and I'm the last, so I already knew the money was going to run out by the time I came. I decided to go to school, so I said I knew I needed to get a scholarship.
Awesome stuff, and I'm sure Mom and Dad were appreciative of you busting your tail on the field and in the classroom to get that money paid for by the Aggies. Pretty impressive.
Yes, they were.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Derek Ibikwe here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again at your leisure, it's free and available at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. And then we'll be featuring his Scholarship Pro bio page. We'd like to say there's going to be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about this New Mexico State linebacker as we move forward. So kind of take us in. You have a fantastic high school career. You get the scholarship. You head off to the Aggies. I mean, you basically make an impact from the get-go. I think, as a freshman, 10 games you appeared, 12 games, you started 10. What was it like, that transition from high school to college, and how comfortable did you feel?
Well, going into my freshman year, I knew I had to play because the Aggies were rebuilding due to, previous losing seasons. They were rebuilding with the new coach, Doug Barton. This was actually his first recruiting class. So I knew going in I had to play. So, I mean, when you have that mindset, knowing that you're going to play, whether you're good or not good, it actually helps you prepare to play, And I just wanted to contribute as much as I could. Like I said, I started 10 games. I should have started 12 games, but, at the time, there's things that I needed to polish up on. So I learned a lot my freshman year, and it really helped me. It being my first year playing college football, because I got adjusted to everything so quick. So it didn't really take time, because some people usually use that redshirt year for growth, you know. But I didn't really have time for that. I just had to just be ready to play and just be ready to contribute, and that's what I did.
And I think, I mean, and from just the bios and what I've been able to pick up prior to us going on for the show, I mean, it seems like you have prototypical NFL size. I mean, what was your size then and what's your size now? Because, I mean, for you just to kind of take that, you know, that beating with that young frame is pretty durable. And then what, you know, again, what was your size then compared to now?
Well, I weighed about I think it said 214, but I was about 210, 208. My freshman year, and now I'm about 236. So I've gained some weight over these past years, and I feel like it's definitely played a big role in just a big role, you know. It's definitely helped me on the field, having that weight behind it.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, for you, I mean, let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies. I mean, you know, you want to get your foot in that next level. I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the program, I mean, if we three in that film room, you're sitting down with a couple scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you, Derek? What are those home run qualities where they're going to fall in love with you?
Well, my parents did a great job of raising me and my siblings. And one thing they've always preached to us is just being very respectful and having a lot of respect for your elders. And I'm a Nigerian descent, so my parents migrated from Nigeria about 32 years ago. So I've definitely had those cultural values, and I definitely pay respects and homage to older people. And I'm a genuine guy. Like, you know, I don't care for the fame. I don't care for the glory. I do everything just to praise the Lord. I'm a God-fearing man. And you don't have to worry about me messing up or doing something like doing drugs or getting in trouble. Just because the way my family has raised me, they've done a tremendous job with that. So that's not even my focus. I just want to play football, compete, and, you know, serve the Lord.
Now, you do. You come across, I mean, your mentality, your personality, I mean, it comes through the audio. I mean, you do. You come across as a pleasant, well-rounded young man. When does that flip sort of get switched on game day where you become the ferocious linebacker?
Well, there's always two sides to the story. So, you know, I guess I channel all the anger and aggression I have for, you know, the people that doubted me in my lifetime and the people that put me on the back burner or the people that undervalued my talents. And, you know, when you channel up all that and, you know, you remember what you're doing it for, you know, I'm doing it for God, and I'm also doing it for my family's name and doing it for my teammates, you know, that's just the product of what comes out of it. I just do the best I can, and, you know, I make the most of what's thrown at me.
Now, let me ask you this, Derek. I mean, in terms of what the Aggies wanted from you defensively, kind of talk about the system and, you know, on a Saturday week-to-week basis, what they were asking of you to do defensively.
Well, I basically play middle linebacker, so that's like the quarterback of the defense. So I'm, for the most part, I'm making all the calls and I'm taking directions from the defensive coordinator to what plays he wants to run and making sure everybody's lined up correctly. Just like I said, it's just the quarterback of the defense. And, you know, over the years, having that responsibility, I feel like it's helped me not only in football, but it's helped me, you know, be accountable in just my whole life experience, you know, because I feel like accountability is something that everyone needs. And like I said, you know, accountability and people depending on you take you a long way, especially if you apply in the right direction.
Definitely. Hey, man, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of the heart. And obviously, it seems like you kind of hold that true to your heart as we move forward. Once again, Derek Ibikwe here on the C2P, New Mexico State linebacker standout here, kind enough to join us and share a little bit about what makes him one of the NFL prospects coming out for the Aggies in 2019. Derek, we asked this. It's kind of a cliche question, but I asked it nonetheless because I think the audience, it gives them a better grasp of who you are and what you bring to the table. I mean, do you get comparisons from teammates or coaches, maybe family members, when they said, hey, you know, Derek, we're watching the Monday night game. We saw so-and-so make a play. He reminded us of you. Do you get that and who the guy is?
Yeah, I get a little bit of Bobby Wagner just because he's so versatile in the game. Like, the way he moves, he's so fluent in his movements, and he's such an all-around linebacker. And I feel like everyone can agree that the way he plays the game is so special. And I do feel like I play, and I have the capabilities to play at that level and that special. And sometimes people compare me to him. You know, sometimes they could just be talking, but, you know, I take it serious, you know, because I feel like that's an honor if I'm going to be compared to him because he's such a great linebacker.
Yeah, Wagner is an animal. Seattle Seahawks standout. I mean, total beast and Mr. Productivity for the Seahawks. For you, Pro Day, when is it? And, how are you kind of getting prepared to, you know, be in the best physical shape when that day arrives?
Pro Day is March 12th. I think it starts at 10 a.m. And every day, well, Monday through Friday, I wake up every day at 6:30, and I drive for about an hour to El Paso. I live in Las Cruces. And I have a trainer there that just works with me on some combine prep. I do that for about 2 hours. Then I drive back to Las Cruces around 9, and I get there about 10. And then I go to a track coach in the area, and he's just polishing me up, getting me ready for my 40. And then from there on, later on in the day, I just go to yoga, and I just work out again, and just go do position drills in the sand. And that's basically it. It's just an everyday thing, everyday time. And I try to rest on the weekends and just do yoga. But yoga, I feel like it's really helped me a lot, just opening up my body and working on my breathing. So that is really, I feel like that's going to help me take my game to the next level.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff, Derek, man. It's a busy schedule, I'm sure. I mean, you're doing it, so you'll probably look back and go, how did I do it, managing everything and kind of, you know, making sure that you're in that tip-top physical performance mode. Before we let you go, and we do appreciate, and I apologize for missing the first cue, but again, nonetheless, we do appreciate your time. We like to call it three and out. We have a couple off-the-wall questions for you. Ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, whatever we got.
All right. Do you have a crazy nickname, or is there a crazier nickname on your team that you could share with us?
Crazy nickname. Everyone calls me D-Rec. And that's just my nickname from childhood. That's just what everybody calls
me.
But I know back 4 or 5 years ago, they used to call me like the Nigerian Nightmare because I'm Nigerian, but I don't know. But they've been calling me about that for like 6 years. But for the most part, my nickname is D-Rec. That's what everyone calls me.
I love it, man. I love D-Rec here on the C2P. And how about this one, D-Rec? Is there anything that you're just terrible at? I mean, it could be cooking, dancing, I don't know, something, singing. Is there anything where you're just like, man, this just ain't for me?
I like to believe I'm a pretty good singer, but people tell me I'm not. But, like, I feel like I have the passion and the drive to be a good singer, but I guess the vocals it's just not coming out the way I think it is. You know how you feel like you're singing better than you really are? I feel like that's
oh,
what
yeah,
I do.
Trust me.
And that's what people always make fun of me about my singing. I love singing, but I guess I'm bad. They think I'm bad.
Hey, as long as it sounds good to you, hey, we probably sing most alone when we're by ourselves. How about this one, Derek? Are you a better dancer or are you a better dresser?
better, I'd like to believe better adjustment. Like, I just started getting into the dancing groove, and I've been adding some moves to my arsenal. But I also feel like my dressing is, like, top-notch, you know? I feel like the only thing that kind of, like, I guess, conflicts with that is I'm super cheap. So I make the best of what I got. But, like, if I had the money, like, you know, it'd be game over. It'd be game over for a lot of guys out here.
I know. Hey, Derek, I'm in the same boat. I'm as cheap as cheap can be, but I try to look the best I can. But if I had deeper pockets, yeah, I'm with you.
Oh,
we'd
man.
Go shopping and we'd make a day of it. We would come out looking very, very swift and defined in the gear,
you,
man. Hey,
you do.
You have to, man. Like I said, when you got to thrift it a little bit, it makes things hard. But nonetheless, you can always look good if you search. Derek, we appreciate your time. We're almost out of time, but, man, we like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we really appreciate you sharing some of your time with us.
And like I said, you know, thank you for having me. You know, it's really just a blessing for you to take your time out to talk to me. I'm so thankful.
No problem.
I hope you have a
good day. We're thankful, man. You too, man. Once again, that is Derek Ibique, the standout from New Mexico State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you want more of Derek, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.